Now, why should I fear or be afraid when I know that the greater one is living on the inside of me in all of that he is in power, truth, character, ability, authority, knowledge, and strength and might. As the Amplified Bible says in the Psalm 91, against whose power no foe can withstand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He shall cover me with his feather, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terrors by night, nor the arrows by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Hallelujah. So don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed or move, no matter what come your way. And when it come against you, don't be alarmed or move. No matter what from him, he, the enemy, may come against you. For it is God, the Lord God, that doeth go before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said it is the Lord that goes before you. Listen, Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8. Be strong, courageous. That sounds like boldness. Be strong, courageous, firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is the Lord who doeth go before thee. He will march with you. That means he'll walk with you. He'll travel with you. He'll march with you. He will not fail you, nor let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching. But fear not, neither be broken in spirit, depressed, dismayed, or unnerved with alarm. You see, fear, the fear of God in the wrong way will drive you from God and not to him. You see, you are to have a reverential fear for the Lord. Fear, many times mentioned in the Bible, and we see it as a fear that revealed that you should, that God is a God to be feared in terror. That's not true. God is a God to be reverenced. God is a God to be reverenced. That's what kind of fear we have. Not to be terrified of him. We are to run to him. And God said, whatever you do, don't you fear. Don't you fear. Because fear will cause you to go from God. Fear will close the door for God working for you. But faith will open up all of his blessing. Faith will cause his power to flow in you. Faith will call you to rise above the circumstance. Faith will call you to stand when the storms are raging, when the wind are blowing. Faith would call you to rise up and face your giant and put him in his place. Faith would call you to ride on the high side of life. Faith would call you to please God. Faith would call heaven to move with you. Faith will bring the power of God on the scene. And faith will call you to stand when everybody else and everything else say you can't stand. But faith will call you to come out and stand there victorious and give a testimony of the goodness of God, like they did when they went across Jordan, when they went across the river, when they went across the Red Sea. They turned and sang the song. Hallelujah. A victory. So I come to tell you, as you go through this day, as you go through this year, as you go through your life, get rid of fear, because it is not of God. And when you cooperate and work with fear, you put God out and you put yourself in a position where you will go through things, a hard time, without the help of God. See, God have called us out of the kingdom of darkness and brought us into a kingdom that all of his goodness and all that he has belongs to us. And your faith and knowing that you are in right standing with God, you can go through and possess your possession that belongs to you. Amen. 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 I say amen. Amen. Say this with me. I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Because the greater one lives in me. Thank you, Father. 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 I don't fear anything or anybody. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bless your name. We thank you that you are the great God that has given us everything, and we don't need anything because you supply all our needs. And we rejoice in it. Give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.